responded, what your attitude was toward that loss. You can be the holiest person on this planet, but this is LA. Somebody's going to smash into your car sooner or later. And if you're over 60, some illness is going to come to you, guaranteed, sooner or later. But we all kind of hold this amorphous idea in the back of our heads that everybody else but not me. So I want to encourage you to include yourself in life's inevitable equation. Which includes losses. Including yourself in the equation is the end of suffering. Recognizing that not only it can happen to me, but it's going to happen to me. Even if that recognition is nothing else than knowing profoundly I'm going to die, which many people push away and avoid feeling, and usually somewhere between 45 and 55, their gut prevents their pushing it away and they feel it anyway. Mortality becomes quite palpable. If you're under 40, probably hasn't, may not have happened yet for you, but just wait. And even that is a great clue, that there are these pre-programmed evolutions that happen in everyone. Exactly like puberty. There's a time clock built in. And certain things happen in certain eras of life, in every life, cross-culturally. So if you can drop the idea that you're special, that you're unique, that hopefully it won't happen to me, you'll be more in reality, because it will happen to you. It's immutable and there are no exceptions. When you see yourself as the exception, you're not cooperating with reality. When you actually start to understand that you're the same as everyone else and there are no exceptions, not only is that more of a cooperation, but that's more of a motivation for the willingness. Then you start to get smart. And you start to understand more and more that how you take what happens is more important than what happens. We want control over what happens, and we miss the point that if there's any control at all, it's over how you take what happens, not over what happens. Life brings what it brings. What is, is. So if there's something to learn, it's how to cooperate. How to not be in a fight, in a struggle with life experience, because it doesn't jive with your preference. And I talk almost daily about the futility of our own preferences.